Hello. This is Reviewables. I'm Edwin Salmon.
I'm Cian McGarrigle.
And today's guest is raconteur, bon vivant, fellow awfully man. He is also named after an animal, and his name is Keith Fox.
Energy sources we like renewable. Some sweets are hard and others are chewable. Bank accounts while interests accruable. We believe that everything's renewable.
Boom, doom, doom. And you may find yourself sitting in a small room. And you may find yourself across from a comedian or some other type. And you may find yourself reviewing things that you like. And you may find yourself reviewing things that you don't like. Letting the reviews go by with our guest Keith Fox. Letting the reviews go by. See, that stuck in my head because Keith Fox, who's sitting across from us, don't speak, Keith, was involved in a video with a friend of the podcast, a friend, frenemy
of the podcast, Martin Angolo.
Martin Angolo. And Martin Angolo has a show.
Had a show
called More Jokes About Buildings and Food, which is a reference to the second Talking Heads album. And in the video, he uses Once in a Lifetime, which is from Remain in Light, a completely different album. So, Martin Angolo, if you're listening, and I know you are, you're a hack. you don't know anything about music.
About Talking Heads as a 20-something. You don't know anything about Talking Heads.
You know nothing, sir. You, sir, are a fraud. But enough about someone who's not here. Let's welcome our guest. Comedian, bon vivant, shirt wearer, oxygen user. There's so many basic platitudes I could give you. he walks with his legs, like most of us. And here he is in the studio. And actually, you're a fellow Midlander, right?
I am, yeah.
You're actually from Offaly.
I am.
Two Offaly men on the same podcast.
That's unreal, isn't it?
There's very few of us. There's you, surrounded. Me, when this Neil Delamere. Sometimes if I'm chatting to Mundy in a pub, he'd make me laugh. But he's a musician.
Johnny Graham. He's an Offaly man.
Johnny Graham. Oh, he is too. He's an Offaly man.
Like, there's loads. I can't even remember half them.
Welcome to...
That's all of them.
Talking to your relations at Christmas. Hey, who else is from Offaly now?
Stay out of this, Mayo man.
So, on this podcast, as evidenced by Edwin's Talking Heads parody song there.
we like
parody song implies that you're making fun of it, though. That was done with the utmost respect.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Martin Angolo pay for the rights for that song, for Talking Heads, for his online video?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's too late now, Dave Byrne. Can't sue him yet.
No, so Dave Byrne will be onto him in his kind of weirdly polite manner. He'll sue him.
Silver hair. Dear Martin. That's his that's my impression of Dave Byrne. I have no idea really how he talks, just like a normal American.
He kind of talks like he's got a sort of a... sort of a nerdy kind of voice. That's a terrible impression.
It's not. He's not really one for, like, you know. Oh, that's he's got a savage David Byrne impersonation. Like, you know, it's not like Bob Dylan or Christopher Walken. Like, everyone has a stab at it.
Yeah, I rewatched Batman Returns there.
Speaking of Bob Dylan,
the other night, because I hadn't seen it in years, and I was watching something and it was going on about how. It was marketed as a children's film, and
it's the second Burton one, yeah.
Yeah, and there was loads of, like, McDonald's wanted loads of tie-ins and whatever, and then people complained when they brought their kids to it because it's such a dark, sexy, weird movie, and you know, like the Penguin is like a sort of a prototype Trump, and then he goes around groping people and spewing black bile out of his mouth at one point. So very, very much reminded me of the current
political situation in America.
President.
Yeah.
But Christopher Walken is in it, you know, and people forget that. Mm. And he makes this terrible speech because he forgets his speech. And he goes, and he says one particular word where he goes, he's talking about being, you know, like, I'm just a schmo. Because Santa Claus, afraid not, I'm just a poor schmo who got lucky, and sue me if I want to give something back. And then he says, I just wish I could hand out more than just expensive baubles. And I've never heard the word baubles pronounced in such a unique manner. But it's a great movie. It's just weird. It's like, not for like a popcorn summer movie. It's like an S&M fantasy action movie. It's really like, you know, I mean, the penguin says, just the pussy I've been looking for. And I'm going, come on now. Come on.
And that's when he meets Catwoman.
Michelle Pfeiffer puts a whole bird in her mouth. She puts a whole bird in her mouth.
She does put a live bird in her mouth.
And then opens her mouth and it flies out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
These days they just do that with CGI. They would get a real live bird, but yeah, her head would be CGI.
She did it with an actual live bird.
I believe so.
I'm glad Nicolas Cage didn't play Catwoman, because he would have really taken it too far.
Mm.
He would have eaten the bird.
Or Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't remember that stuff.
Oh, Keith is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, sorry.
Hey. So we're just talking about Batman over here.
Just talking about Batman.
The studio is so big. We got to bring our guests bigger, closer to us.
So, Keith, occasionally on this podcast, when we're not talking about other stuff that distracts us, we like to review things.
You know, I started saying that about 3 minutes ago, and then we got distracted.
Yeah.
That's a trend I've noticed. I'm one of your listeners, by the way.
Oh.
It's lovely to meet you.
This we've started to get our listeners on as guests. You know, that's how desperate we are.
I should fill a couple of slots.
So, Keith, you've been wanting to get on this podcast for ages.
You've been begging us. Letters,
dying for it.
Presents.
Yeah, I've been here.
Sexual favors.
8 o'clock this morning waiting outside.
So, obviously.
Just can't wait. That's why I arrived late.
Camped outside. You arrived late.
I did that polite thing, though, that I let you know I would be late. But then when you were sound about it, I took the piss and went for a coffee. And it was 10:02 and I was going, can I have a coffee, please? They're grand about me being late.
I'll have a fry as well. Yeah. How long does that take? 15 minutes?
That's grand. Fine. Can't seem fine.
Yeah.
I do that. But see, other people
some
don't
meticulous
do
meticulous fry.
Yeah. So, like, when I'll ring, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to be a bit late. And for other people, that's 20 minutes. People are only ringing. But for me, it's 2 minutes. And then I cause this panic because everyone thinks I'm going to be like 20, 25 minutes late. But no. And you were really sound about it. So.
Well, you didn't get the tone of my messages because I was seething with anger, actually.
Yeah.
I should have. Maybe
you should have put an emoji in there.
Yeah, it doesn't come across in text.
There was one exclamation mark. I said that you need more if you're human.
I was trying to find a GIF of me. Just going, but there's no gifts of me.
I was going to say, who would have made that?
I should have, me. Well, I suppose I would have.
You would have.
I should have just taken a video of myself on the phone online, sent it.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
Yeah, why don't people snap pictures of their face instead of using emojis?
Yeah.
Because I don't. Are you really crying, laughing, sideways crying, laughing? Yeah. Really?
With that one with the tongue out and the eye, that's I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. Ah.
Now is not the time for emojis, man. call a doctor.
No, the stroke emoji should be just a sort of a concerned face with a small localized fire on it.
Yeah.
Because that's then, how you know you're having a stroke.
I do know someone who takes photographs of their hand with a thumbs up and sends it to you on Facebook. Like, instead of sending the thumb... The standard thumbs up, they'll just snap a picture.
You know when you go to give a thumbs up or a crossed fingers or a thumbs down? If you know, depending on
you're
what
like, you're... No, I don't appreciate this.
Yeah, depending on what the context of the conversation is.
Hmm.
You get like a drop-down list comes up of different colours. So you can have like a black thumbs up or a...
So you can match it to your skin tone.
Or like a sort of a Jaffa cake.
Has someone given out about this yet? That
no. I just think it's wonderful.
Wow. Mark Zuckerberg saves us again.
Diversity, you know.
But you know that one. Wonderful. There's one. It's two hands together like that.
Yeah,
and it's people use it for praying. Like it's like praying.
Yeah.
But it's actually high fives apparently. So during one of the few disasters or whatever things that have gone down recently, loads of people on Facebook were putting up. What they thought was pray for.
Yeah.
And it's just two high fives. It looks so, like, it's like when LOL was confused for lots of love years ago. But, like, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, well done, Hurricane.
Yeah, high five, Puerto Rico. Although that was pretty much Trump's reaction. Hey, high five, guys, you're doing great. Here's some paper towels.
Former President Trump.
Do you remember that guy? So, Keith, once again, we got distracted there. Let's try start this podcast.
Okay, let's do. We've had a couple of false starts.
We're only about 10 minutes in.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Keith, what are you here to review? Dang blast it.
Well, see, this is pressure because, as I said, I do listen, right? But you, so you sell this as...
we don't sell this at all. We don't sell this at all.
I wish.
Oh, we don't use that one anymore.
You don't? Okay, because I was wondering, what's the impact? Has anything, like Room 101 thing, you know, your review goes into a room, oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Has that, there been any impact to any of the, like, I'd hate to come on not knowing the gravity of the review.
Oh, and review, like, real world.
Yeah, like I review the internet and then some guy goes, yeah, he said right. Like, he's, that's a good argument. And then he turns off the internet for like a week because I've slated it on
your dad. Your dad is
just, that's it.
No, I didn't have your kid.
You
know, just don't review this podcast. I mean, you can review the internet, I suppose.
Yeah,
even
no, but it's in, so like it's inconsequential what I review, I assume. There's no gravity to the...
Yeah, I mean, and well, we haven't had a situation where someone's reviewed something and then there's been a rebuttal review from someone else.
That's true, actually. We should start doing that.
Yeah.
Review-offs.
Yeah, I think a review-off would be good.
Yeah.
But it all depends on what you're going to review. And you're building it up way too much.
No, I have nothing to build up. That's the thing.
Oh,
you're
building it down.
Yeah.
I'm building it down now.
Somewhere, someone's on a bus listening to this going, just get to the fucking topic.
Yeah.
What is
they're
it?
Like, they're actually looking you up on Facebook right now just to send you abusive messages.
That's not nice to get a message at all, really.
It is, isn't it?
Just to be recognised.
Check your other inbox there on Facebook.
I'm afraid that's a dark place.
Just full of people going, get to the point, Keith.
Yeah. Well, so what I'm actually going to review, if there's no gravity at all to this situation.
Wait a second now. Just before you get to the review, let me talk about something else. No, go on.
Yeah. Well, there's no gravity. So you're reviewing...
Space.
Zero
or the movie Gravity. Where there was very little gravity in that film, which was a misleading title.
Yeah, I like that movie.
It was all shot in a studio.
What?
Yeah.
Not in outer space.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be reviewing the Vomit Comet thing that flies up and does a loop and you get weightless for a while.
I didn't see that.
Tom Cruise shot a sequence in that Mummy film that nobody saw. They shot in zero gravity.
Oh.
For real, like no
wires. The Vomit Comet. I thought you were talking about like a funfair ride or something.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like in Tato Park or something.
Yeah, they used it in Apollo 13.
Ah, to get a little weightlessness for...
Yeah.
It's cheaper. Cheaper than just hanging them off wires.
That's exactly what Ron Howard said. How do we do this cheap, lads?
Yeah, it's funny because he narrated Arrested Development, Ron Howard, and he never used his real accent, which is that sort of West of Ireland thing I did there.
Yeah. He puts on that phony American accent.
Michael Bloth was off doing stuff in the chair car.
Chair car.
What's a chair car?
It's just a car. It's a car shaped like a chair.
Ooh. Sort of thing Jim Carrey would be driving around.
Maybe
he's driving that car bed.
Former comedian Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, we've digressed enough.
Ah.
Yeah, you love digressing, don't you?
Well, I like venison. And I like digressing.
It's mayo wrap.
And I like...
digression. Smoked in hay. Cooked to your liking.
Hi, guys. Just to let you know, Keith is really building up what he's going to review here as if it's important.
But it's not.
He's going to talk about Groupons.
Yeah.
Group vouchers, you know, just living social, that sort of thing.
Cut the balls off any sort of dramatic tension.
Just wanted to say, don't get your hopes up. It's not going to be...
It's Groupons.
Yeah, it's Groupons, guys.
There's no gravity to this.
Groupon and like living social and voucher themed websites and that kind of stuff.
Are you a fan?
Negative review. I'm not. No, I was. This is one of the ones I suppose that I was and now I'm not.
Oh, great.
So you've been burned by the Groupon.
Oh, but you see, this is the problem. It's kind of by myself because I'm an idiot.
You've been burned. With Keith Fox. Yeah. As he tries to light fires in various locations.
To send videos of myself for 250 quid. But no, it's because these things started about 10 years ago, I think. And they were like to bring new custom to struggling businesses and stuff like that. You know, you get a little voucher for like a thing and it'd fill out the restaurant or whatever like that.
Yeah, and the idea being that people would go, this place is great. I'll come back again and pay full price. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
But it just turned out to just be massage parlors and photographers. Like, I didn't know we had so many massage parlors and photographers.
But yet, now you've been to them all.
I've been to every single one. But like,
I've been photographed in every massage parlor in town.
But yeah, we were.
I want a search of every massage parlor, outhouse, whorehouse, brothel.
Photography studio.
We got to fight Keith Fox, he's in one of them.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan because I end up buying them. You know, you're hung over something, you want to buy something, you want to treat yourself, whatever, but you're too lazy to go to the shops.
Most people just go and get a breakfast roll.
Yeah, but you know, you just don't have the heart.
You buy a
group for Groupon breakfast rolls. 2-for-1 breakfast blouse.
Yeah, but it's always for something I don't want. That's the problem. At the start, again, you go for a restaurant or something like that. But it's always for absolute shite now. Like, I think at this age, if you're a struggling massage parlour in Dublin,
it's on you.
Just give up. Like, just genuinely. Like, I looked at today and genuinely with 15 different massage parlours begging me to go in. No, well, that was in my own head, but on the website, dying for my custom.
Please, Keith.
Please, come on.
You look so tense.
Your tiny back needs to be rubbed.
And we want to give you a happy ending.
Do you reckon these are legit massage parlours?
I can vouch for you that they are. They are.
What?
No, you know what I mean. Are they actually massage places or are they massage places?
Yeah, yeah. What are they massaging?
My back.
Okay.
Yeah. Your back and not your prostate.
But I get very aroused when people touch my back, so yeah. It's one and the same for me.
You should cut all that out.
That weird foot fetish thing you talked about a few minutes ago? You want me to cut that weird. Out?
No, leave it in. It's fine.
I can cut it out. No, we'll just have a little swoosh and everyone will be like,
what the hell is going on there? Yeah. No, let's just move on. Let's talk about Groupon.
Yeah.
So, it's mostly massage parlors is what you're saying?
It's mostly, and photographers. I just think we've enough of them now.
Enough photographers.
It's been 10 years now of
Can
people,
you combine them? I'm going to go to a massage parlor and I want someone to take a photo of me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been done. I found that.
Yeah.
When I'm all oiled up, almost naked, but very relaxed. Yeah. It's the perfect opportunity.
You're getting onto comedy clubs going, why aren't you using my new photo that I've sent out? They're like, legally, we're not allowed to put that up on the internet. I'm sorry, Keith. Yeah. And also, if that's your act, you're barred.
Yeah. I mean, we said we wanted a headshot.
I think you're right about photography because, I mean, like my phone takes amazing photographs, and it's my phone.
Yeah.
It's just because the South Koreans are so brilliant at making phones. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, people don't necessarily need photographers.
They need good ones.
If you're on Groupon, going, please come to my photography, but like, please. Yeah. Like it's a third of the price.
Please
go, just, you know, try something else. Like, you can do courses on Groupon for like £9. You can be a forensic detective. Just like,
we have actually reviewed that one.
Yeah, we have.
But that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So just do that instead. Like, try a different career.
It didn't actually qualify you to be a forensic anything.
I don't think they've done any course to qualify them to be a photographer either. I'm really damning the photography. I need headshots. I should stop. But it's just more that there's enough of them.
Yeah,
we've got a lot. And then they do this thing of, oh, here's another one for £20. Put a loved one's face on a pillow or a duvet, or I don't want that. I've never been thinking, I don't want my dad's face.
Yeah, not a face.
It's not like when people die and they get the skin from, they had a tattoo and they want to save the tattoo.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Buffalo Bill style.
So they put it in a picture frame and it's always weird.
Yeah,
yeah, that happens. Weird. There's a Groupon for that. There's a voucher. Yeah,
they only have one.
Yeah.
One per person.
Have your loved ones tattooed.
There's too many of those guys around Dublin as well.
Too many of those what?
Those guys who
bespoke
flayed tannery
skin, tannery
yeah
tanneries and framing specialists.
Yes. So like, you can go to them and just get a normal picture framed, but they will try sell you on the flayed skin of your loved ones.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a special deal on it. Trick. You got anyone that died recently?
It's better than getting your loved one stuffed and mounted.
And actually, that's another one that you're saying about merge and shop. Like, you know when you see, is it like shoe fixers? What are they called?
Cobblers?
Shoe fixers.
Ah, the shoe fixing fairy tale. Station. The shoe fixer. There was the elves and the shoe fixer.
And when he woke up, all the shoes had been magically fixed somehow. Yeah.
It's not, it hasn't been used that word since the 20s. But
cobbling,
why do they all
like
do...
It does. Oh, Kathy Bates.
Why do they do keys as well?
Why do they do keys? While you wait? I'm not waiting. I'm going away. I'm going down the road. I'm
My favourite
tea.
One is ears pierced while you wait.
Where's that?
I should hope so.
Where's that? Yeah, exactly. I just leave your ear here. You went out somewhere else. Yeah.
Come back next Tuesday.
It's Vincent van Gogh's ear piercing.
Do I need to be able to hear for the next 4 days? Nah, I think I can get away with it.
I'll just sit on the left. I'll just sit on the left if I need to hear.
But Keith, that confuses me. And I've actually talked about it in stand-up, but nobody cares. So I stopped doing it. When you go to a key-cutting place, or you go to get your shoes...
Fixed.
Shoe fixers and key-cutters.
Mm-hmm.
Are in the same union or something. And like, is there people who want to, like, I really want to be a shoe fixer. I want to fix shoes. I want to cobble morning, noon and night. But
I'm fed up with streets. I'm going to cobble shoes.
And it's like, that's fine.
Mm.
But if you want to do that, you're going to have to cut keys as well, because it kind of comes with it.
It's a package. Yeah. It's a Groupon voucher. You get your license to become a cobbler.
Yeah.
And you are obliged to buy the key cutting machine as well.
But what if you hate cutting keys and you just want to cobble shoes, or just vice versa?
Fix shoes quicker so people aren't waiting.
Yeah. Because I used to cut keys in when I worked in the DIY store that I can't name for legal reasons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And when someone would come in to get, a guy, say, comes in to get his keys cut, I've messed up again. Would you be quick at it? Would you be doing it while they wait?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't take very long to cut keys.
Is the thing with keys, I better wait to watch to make sure you don't cut an extra set and then follow you home and rob your house. Is that why?
They can do a trick and feck up your shoes, you're real slow walking home, and then they can.
But then again, if
write down your address there, please.
But see, that's the thing. If they had keys with a little fob on it that had their address on it,
well, that's a very silly thing to do.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
That's like writing your PIN number. I almost said your PIN on
the back, on a sticker on the back of your
ATM machine card,
and then losing an ATM machine.
Well, your PIN number on your ATM machine card.
All right, granddad. It's like this is a new thing.
That's
for you.
One. No, I like adding in the extra thing, and also like saying ATM machine, which annoys people, and also pronouncing the name of footballers wrong.
Yeah, because ATM machine is automatic teller machine.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
And PIN number is personal identification number.
Yeah, it's like calling an Italian restaurant the La Ristorante.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That guy was dead DOA, dead in arrival. What? No, it doesn't work. But pronouncing footballers' names wrong is also fun as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it annoys people.
See, I like, the only footballer I ever liked was, I don't know who he plays for now, but he used to play for Aston Villa, and his name was Agbon Lahore, because whenever he, you know, had a near miss, when he shot on goal, the commentator would always go, Agbon Lahore! I just liked how he used to shout, whore, because we had a school teacher called Miss Whore.
Ah, yes.
And no one ever made fun of her, because she was terrifying.
It was like a boy named Sue situation. She had to be. That surname.
He was there as well.
Do you have any namesakes? There can't be too many Edwins.
Namesakes?
Oh, no, that's,
I thought
that's
you said namesakes there. So I was like, namesakes? What's that?
Namesakes.
Well, first you get your name. You write it down on a pillow. Then you cut a hole in the...
You massage its feet for a while. Yeah.
Shut up.
Get a photographer in. It's a Groupon deal.
There
for
is... I actually looked... I looked up my name, and there is...
Is there another Edwin Salmon?
I found the weirdest... There's an Edwina Salmon in Athlone. No, this is a real
that
person.
That sounds like a sketch that you did for Republic of Delhi or
no,
something.
No, because my brother, Johnny... Hey, Johnny. He listens to the podcast.
Hi, Johnny.
He... was looking me up on Facebook one time.
Why was he looking you up on Facebook?
Because he's not on Facebook. So he was looking me up. Because
so it makes even less sense.
There was something I posted.
Johnny, tweet us and let us know why you were looking your brother up on Facebook.
He was using my Facebook account to spy on people. All right. No, there was someone had posted something on my Facebook and I was like, have a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he typed my name in and he found there was an Edwina Salmon living in Athlone.
Right.
And the same S-A-M-M-O-N, but we're probably not related, even though it's such an unusual surname. But he, because I went to college in Athlone back in 1966, and I had a terrible time. I hated it. I was doing business studies. It was awful. Shithole of a place, Athlone. And
shout out to all our Athlone listeners.
I'd no money. I was a student. Maybe it's better crack if you have money.
Nah.
No. But he put forward the theory that that was my... I had such a bad time that my psyche split and there's a female version of me
living just
in
Athlone
called Edwina Salmon.
Wow.
In a sort of a dark half Stephen King type situation.
Is there Keith Foxes out there?
Yeah. I got... Like, there's one rapper, which is the least... Like, he had to have done a course on Groupon, like, for, like, 9 years. Become a rapist.
Keith.
Become a rapist.
He's a rapper. Like,
is he very young? Is he, like, 14, 15?
Where's
is he a statutory rapper?
And Keith Fox... There's a Keith Fox wedding planner in the US. I couldn't get keithfox.com because there's a wedding planner in the US that plans weddings. That would be, how disappointed would you be if Emo meets to plan your wedding? I just book you lads to come in and do 15.
That is, I would love to see a wedding planned by you.
It would just be off. Yeah. Stag's head.
When are you getting married, Keith? When are you getting married?
Do you want flowers? Or
I,
not?
I've got no material on flowers, but I can do some stuff on Groupon.
Yeah. His speech was sponsored, it seems like. Mentioned his wife, but he did mention a lot of massage parlours. Is that where they met?
And he was very keen to photograph us all as well. Then I got added on Facebook by a guy called Keith Fox. That was it. I didn't accept it. I clicked in and his like little caption thingy or whatever that is was trying to unite all of the Keith Foxes in the world. But I'm like, Dave Gorman did that like 15 years before. It was good then.
Yeah.
Because he had to
use
the phone book.
But that was like in 2000.
Yeah. Mm. That was good back. This guy's just searching Keith Fox and the hitting ad. That's not a thing.
Does Jerry McBride do that? There's a load of Jerry McBrides talking to each other on Facebook, I feel like.
What's the chat about?
I don't know.
What it's like to be called Jerry McBride. I don't know.
McBride, hit us up on Twitter if you're listening.
We'll have to get Jerry on the podcast.
He's another one on the list. There's one other Cian McGarrigle in the world.
Really?
And I was added, I think, by someone on like Microsoft Messenger or whatever back in the day. Wow. And they were talking to me and I was like, I don't think you know who I am. He's a young lad from Donegal. He's probably in his 20s now. He's very into cars.
There's an Edwin Salmon who's a Spanish model. Because when I was looking up...
Salmon who's a Spanish model.
Spanish model. S-A-L-M-O-N is how the surname is spelled. But there's a video of him. But it's like someone's recorded it on his phone or an iPhone. So it's kind of shitty quality. But it's him in his underpants... and he's sort of maybe he's gay, I don't know, but he's sort of effeminate. It's okay if he's gay. Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Why are you crossing your fingers, Ed?
I'm not. I'm crossing my legs. That sounds worse. Well,
SMH, as they say on Twitter.
But it's someone's obviously doing, like they said, oh, we need you to send in you doing a catwalk. So he's just walking in a room, and at the start of it, he just goes, "Hola, me llamo Edwin Salmon," and then he walks towards the camera and walks back. And
he's auditioning for an ad,
or he's auditioning for
he's
like
IDing
a
himself
catwalk,
on camera.
But
they
need to know what he looks like, almost naked.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's been done by some sort of scam, because we've all been there.
Oh, like the tickle thing.
Yeah. Someone goes, "Hey, Keith Fox. You look like a catwalk model. Strip to your underwear. So,
send me a video.
So we know what type of body you have.
I'm already there.
Be able to put clothes on."
I should clarify that tickle thing is a film called Tickled. It's a documentary about people getting scammed into this online tickling videos.
What's that?
Online tickling videos.
Have you never seen that film? Tickled?
No.
It's bizarre. It's about this online... They get paid loads of money to just... be videoed, these young guys, like sort of 19-20 fit guys, are tickling each other, and that's it.
Oh.
And then if they make a bit of money, and there's like competitive tickling competitions and all this bullshit. I swear to God, it's real. But then when they try to leave, if they go, I don't want to do them anymore, they start sending the videos to like people they work with or anything, and they sort of blackmail them to keep doing it. Even though there's no nudity or anything in it, but it's very like, you know, in certain parts of the world or whatever, they're like, you know, oh, do you want this guy teaching kids in your school? Look what he gets up to on the internet.
It's like someone getting aroused by giving women foot massages.
It's like that, yeah. Mm. But it's an interesting thing. This journalist tracks down who's behind it, and it's quite bizarre.
How does that start? They were just tickling each other in a room, someone walked in and go, "We're making a movie.
It's a guy with a load of money. It's people with loads of money.
And
that's
time.
It's money and time, and they're weird. And
it's dangerous. Like they can't fully commit to Scientology. So they're just going on the side. Let's just touch each other.
But the person behind it is never in the videos.
It's a form of fondling.
That's weird.
The person behind it is not in the videos at all. They get other people to be in the videos and they're just watching them.
But they have like tickling competitions.
That's the worst part of tickling.
This has been set up. This has been set up by this one person.
Well done.
We're talking about this too much.
You beat me, kid.
Tickled.
Now every Tom, Dick and Harry with a pair of fingers is going to come looking for you. Welcome to hell, kid.
So, what's the best thing you've ever got on Groupon?
Handjob. Oh, I did.
someone photographed you getting a handjob. A series of photographs of you getting a handjob.
I did a flotation thing. you know, where you lock yourself, or no, someone else locks
isolation
you in, like,
tank.
Isolation tank thing. I did, that was kind of cool. But then there was hair in the thing, freaked the shit, like just there was some lump of hair floating around.
It hadn't been cleaned.
Well, I think it's really salty. Like, well, I'm assuming that's kind of self-cleaning.
I say you were pretty salty after that. You're like, I am leaving you a terrible review.
But that says a lot about me, though, that the best thing I did was lock myself in the dark and where I couldn't talk to people, and basically solitary confinement is the
like
best
a
thing
to me. Yeah. It's like a normal day.
I just turn off the lights in here, and I paid like 80 quid to do that. Like,
sure, yeah. Man. 40 each. That's
class. We're finally making money off this podcast.
And this is why I hate Groupon. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for a fake bargain.
Print out that fake voucher.
Yeah, that was probably the best. That was good crack. I did that.
I think I've, I don't know, Groupon. Relaxing? I think I've some of those ones, I think I've gotten the odd okay restaurant deal.
Yeah, I've gone for I think I've gone twice for like a two for one meal. Or
I was so full because I'd eaten two dinners.
Or like a three course meal for two for €25.
Yeah, the but taste. See, the thing about IE does a bunch of decent ones.
Yeah,
and I've never gone back to either of those restaurants.
That's the thing. Yeah, it never brings back. But half the time it's just the early bird. Just you can just get it at any time. Like,
yeah,
but it's. It's the false hope. Like, you look it up and you go, oh, look, here's a brilliant hotel deal. Like, it's fantastic. And you're going, all right, it's like €4 to stay here. And then you realize it's Tuesday nights, it's in Cavan, and you have to check out by 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that.
You have to eat box tea in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
No, box tea.
You know, it's not really a deal. It's nothing I've ever wanted.
Here's the thing as well with the restaurant ones is they always make you print out the voucher and bring it with you.
So then you look like a cheap son of a bitch.
You're bringing someone on a date and you go, and I have a voucher here. No, don't let this person see. Ah, there we go.
It's like, no, please. Let me take care of this. And you take out your wallet, then you take out a piece of paper and unfold it to this massive A4.
No, you always have to present it on arrival, and then they bring you special menus, and you're the person you're on a date with is like, why do we have special menus? It's a special evening, and don't ask the waiter about how much this is costing us. I am paying for everything.
But I'm not
subtle. Don't order off that extras.
Yeah. See, anything that says surcharge, that French for they don't have it. That's what that means. Yeah, just ignore that. I heard the house is good. House? But I've lost all subtlety. Introduce myself at the door as I'm here on the Groupon. I rang ahead earlier on. I'm here on the Groupon. Everything I'm ordering, I'm like, and that's in the deal. That's in
all
the deal.
All the massages are on the deal, Keith.
Well, wear a t-shirt saying cheap bastard.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah,
and then
it's
but then I feel that you're under pressure to tip more because you're getting a cheap.
Deal. Oh, I don't feel that. No, standard tip.
Not at all.
Standard tip,
zero.
Well, yeah. You son of a bitch.
What's 0% of whatever this Groupon costs?
Yeah, it's just easy maths for you.
You're handy. I don't want a riddle. I just want my bill. Thanks.
What's 10% of nothing?
I got asked by a couple of Americans in a coffee shop recently, what about, you know, tipping? How does that work here? And I was like, well, you know, not really a tipping culture.
Yeah.
Tipping a restaurant. You wouldn't tip in this place. You might throw a few coins in at the counter, but you wouldn't leave money on the thing. They're like, okay.
People are more inclined to throw money into a well and make a wish than to give it to someone who is actually working in the service industry. That's how fucking stupid people are.
Yeah, but the tipping thing is
In the States, because they don't get paid very well, and get paid much more working in a thing here. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
I had an argument with a bunch of friends of mine about
ex-friends,
you know, tipping. And like,
well, we're all wearing black suits.
Do you know those guys?
I know those guys. Yeah,
I haven't heard from them in ages, though.
Foul language off them.
I wonder where they are.
Them obsessed with Madonna songs.
Yeah. He was a bit of a tool.
There's the world's smallest violin playing for you, just for you, this waitress or whatever.
Take your pants off.
What?
It's twice you've asked someone to derobe since we started.
I wanted to say. Put your pants on, but I said the other thing.
Your Honor.
If I'd gotten it right,
guys,
it would have been stupid.
Stop taking your clothes off. And
what if I do it slower?
This has been... while people are still clothed, let me just ask.
Yeah.
Keith Fox, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Not really.
Okay, cool. Groupon?
Just live comedy and stuff. Just go to gigs.
Go to gigs.
I'll be at one of them. Just enjoy your
just
life.
Just go to gigs. I'll be at
You'll be at whatever
just
one.
Just go to as many gigs as you can until you find me.
Sitting whatever, beside yeah. you in the crowd laughing yeah. along.
Well, I don't even know when this is going out.
Oh, neither did we. Whatever.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween and Christmas.
Whatever gig you can get a Groupon for.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are free in. So just, you know, yeah. just go to live
Keith
comedy.
Keith Fox doing his bit to promote live comedy there. This has been Reviewables.
It has.
And we will talk to you next week.
Take care of your feet.
Hand each other.
Hand each other? And that's our show.
Oh.
You'll never look at a group. You'll never look at a Groupon voucher the same way again. We've ruined that as well.
I don't know how you look at it now.
I don't.
But whatever way you look at it,
on your phone,
it's going to change. Yeah. The way you look at it has changed
your
forever.
Life has changed forever. So thanks as usual. Oh, thanks to Keith Fox for coming in. Thanks to SoCal for the theme tune. Ashlyn O'Reilly for the artwork. Alan Bennett was our producer, and we will talk to you next week. But before we do, don't forget to like, review us on the old Apple Podcasts. Give us an overview there. It'll help bump us up the mentions and the iTunes charts and all that sort of crack. Help get us into more listeners' ears.
Yeah, and if there's anything that we haven't reviewed in the 475 episodes that we've done so far,
yep.
You know, tweet us in. Get us on Facebook.
Yeah, we're Reviewables on Facebook. We're at Reviewables Pod on Twitter. And we're at Reviewables on Instagram. You can get us there as well.
Give us a topic to discuss with our celebrity guests.
Bye. Bye.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.